And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
If you're a longtime listener to the show, you may remember hearing Jack Handy from time to time. He's the creator of Saturday Night Live's Deep Thoughts. And now, like John Updike and Snooki before him, he's publishing his first novel. To honor this transition, we thought we'd present one of Jack Handy's classic works of short fiction read by him.
Little Tiny Stories by Jack Handy. Slim Pickings. I had never eaten dog before, and I didn't intend to start now. Just give me a little more of the co-pilot, I said, extending my plate. Blow dart. The first blow dart hit me in the neck. The second hit me in the leg. After that, I blacked out. When I woke up, I asked Lalani how many blow darts had hit me. She seemed annoyed. What am I, she said. Your personal blow dart counter? Invisible guy. If it worked correctly, the paste I was smearing on my body would make me invisible. And even if it didn't, it would probably moisturize my skin. Lost World. A world ruled by dinosaurs? It didn't make any sense. I could understand a world where dinosaurs had some say, but not rule. Drugged. After I finished my second double gin and tonic, I felt woozy, unstable on my feet. Then I realized my drink had probably been drugged. I had a beer, then two more to clean out my system, but they made me feel even dizzier. I thought some exercise might counteract the drug, so I got up on the diving board and started dancing. But it was no use. When the drug finally wore off, I was lying in the backyard wearing nothing but a hula skirt. A harsh lesson. I tried to explain to little Betsy how, when horses get old, you have to take them out and shoot them. But then I thought, why not wait until she gets a horse? The severed head. You don't forget the first time you ever see a severed head, especially if it's your best friend Don, and especially if he's got a cigar clenched between his teeth, even though the last time you saw your so-called friend, he swore he didn't have any more cigars. Adrift. I drifted in the lifeboat for days, maybe months. To be honest, I guess it wasn't months. That would be too long. Weeks is probably too long, too, because I would have dried out or something by then. Hours is too short. To tell you the truth, I don't even think it was a lifeboat. Big shoes and bullets. I knew if I was ever going to catch the killer clown, it wasn't going to be enough to dress up like a clown. I also had to think like a clown. The look on her face. Hold on to my hand, I yelled. I can't, said Lucinda. I'm slipping. Hold on, I screamed. But it was too late. She let go and fell, landing hard on her buttocks. And that was the last time we ever went square dancing. The sad farewell. I tried to explain to Lalani that she could not come back with me to civilization, that she would die there. A tear trickled down her cheek. Then she put something in my hand. It was a shrunken head, the same one that had made us laugh so much that first day. Pray tell me. As I understood it, the tribe would give me a head start, and then they would hunt me down for sport. I got an idea. Instead of running, I began to ask them a bunch of questions about the rules, to stall and confuse them. That's when the clubbing began.
That's Jack Handy reading from Little Tiny Stories, with sound design by Jill Duboff. Handy's novel, The Stench of Honolulu, comes out next month, and we will be featuring excerpts from it over the next few weeks.